It's the Mikey Bet Show, the Mikey Bet Show. Do you know the Mikey Bet Show? Come on, listen to the Mikey Bet Show, the Mikey Bet Show, the Mikey Bet Show. Do you know the Mikey Bet Show? Yes, the Mikey Bet Show, where the bookies get on.
Hey guys, before we get into the show, I want to talk about Manscaped. So recently they just sent me over the Lawnmower 4.0. And like back in the day, I used to get these razor burns and these cuts on my balls every single time. And I would have to pull my balls. It would be looking like bat wings. I don't have to do that anymore after I got the Lawnmower 4.0. I have the smoothest balls I've ever had in my life. So if you guys want smooth balls, you guys can go check out manscaped.com, or their Twitter handle is at Manscaped. And if you guys want, you guys can use the promo code Mikey Betts. That's MikeyBetts. Mikey Betts, and you will get 20% off plus free shipping when you use that promo code. So go ahead, let's do that. And now let's get into the show. Well, here we are. We are back and we're at it again on the Mikey Betts Show, season two. I am with my co-host, Seaweed. Seaweed, what's up, brother?
Yo, yo, Mikey Betts. Good to be back for season two.
That was a little quick vacation, wasn't it? I feel like when we said that, sounded like we were gone for like a few months, but it's been 2 weeks.
It was a nice little break, but there's so much going on in the sports world that it was hard to stay away and not talk about everything going on right now, right?
It was, and you know what? It's funny. I was just talking to Philly Godfather about it. It's just a dead zone right now, but it's not. You know, this is the benefits. I hate to say it again. This is like the benefits of COVID, where we have basketball July 26th, late July. We have baseball All-Star game going on. It's insane. Baseball's getting a little bit more exciting, I would say, somewhat. Right, Chris?
I mean, as the second half opens up, you definitely will see some teams, including the Cubs, most likely start to sell off some parts.
Dude.
And other teams start to try and acquire those said parts. So
before we get into that, I want to get into all this baseball talk. I want to get into everything. I got Bears, baseball bets, Bulls. That's basically what the show's about. We want to talk about what the show's about for our new listeners on the Barroom Network, Mikey Bet Show on the Barroom Network. It has a nice ring to it. Chris, you want to give a little breakdown of what we're about?
We talk Bears, Bulls, bets, beer. We joke and call ourselves the B Show. And maybe we're just a bunch of bullshitters. But yeah. We like to talk about a little bit of everything. I think we have some movie reviews planned as the season moves forward, but definitely happy to be part of the Barroom Network. This is episode one of season two. We're just getting started here. We're excited.
Oh yeah. Shout out to Aldo first and foremost. Thanks again. And also shout out to John Buffone, dude. Thank you for taking a chance on our cold pitch. So that being said, enough with the mushy. Thank you so much. Let's get fucking right into it. We got Bears. I want to talk Bears, Chris, because that's where the Barroom Network started. They started out with the Bears. They spread it from Chicago Bears talk to, you know, here we are now. They're talking movies and shit. So, Bears. The other week, I think USA Today gave out their top 10 favorite Bears, or top 10 most important Bears list. So I took it, I read it. I fucking crumpled it up and I threw it out because, well, whatever, I don't really listen to that shit. I make my own list off my data and what I see. can I give you that list, Chris?
Sure.
Or Seaweed? So number 10, it depends on if he plays. I think he's going to play. There's no reason for him not to play. There's no reason for him to hold out or have a discussion on trade talks. Eddie Goldman, top 10. He's the 10th most important player in my eyes because he's a dog in the nose. He can stuff it, especially with Akeem Hicks. And I feel like that's where Akeem Hicks suffered a lot last year without having Goldman. I think with Goldman back and with Hicks losing like 40 pounds, dude, they'll be fine. I'd go thoughts on that.
No, completely agree. I think Eddie Goldman is a pivotal part of that defense. If he shows up training camp and plays the season, he's definitely going to make a big difference in that on that defensive line.
Bro, and then I got number nine. I know he's far up there for all these people, but I got fucking Allen Robinson up there. He's franchise tagged right now. They passed up time. He can't, you know, they didn't reach an extension. So he's on the franchise tag right now. My hot take right now is that they're not going to re-sign him because the Bears, they have a history of not re-signing their wide receivers. Let's start with going back to Brandon Marshall. What did we do? We found a replacement in Alshon Jeffrey. Alshon Jeffrey, who did we find a replacement with? Allen Robinson. Next, who's it going to be? You know, it might not be Darnell Mooney, but I don't know. I think he's important. Go ahead.
The thing with wide receivers is that I think it's been proven that you can replace a wide receiver. And I think by passing the deadline here to reach an extension, I think, like you said, it's pretty obvious that they won't sign Robinson to an extension and probably let him walk in free agency. Because if you look at the history of guys who received the franchise tag, not only at the wide receiver position or with the Bears, but all over, not a whole lot of them re-sign with the team that placed the franchise tag on them.
Yeah, exactly. And this is coming from a guy who loves Allen Robinson. I was a fan when he was in Jacksonville. You know,
me too.
So I want to skip down to our list. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I just think when it comes to the salary cap and everything, I just don't think you can live comfortably while paying him the money that he wants, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, bro, realistically, dude, 2022, so much is coming off the books next year. I got to look at the contracts again. I don't have it in front of my face, but, dude, it like makes sense to sign him, but not really in that sense, if that makes sense. We got Mooney. I like Mooney. He's got to step up. Well, he's not got to step up. This is his chance to prove himself this year, to step up. He is 170 pounds. He's 20 pounds smaller than Tyreek Hill, but he can run. He's got the moves. He's got the distance. People ask, can he be the number one? Yeah, if he gains some more weight, if he gets some more. He's got all the speed, all the power in the world, but, I mean, at the end of the day, dude, you got to get some weight on you. So I want to see how he does during the season as the number two. See if he fucking gives Allen Robinson run for his money. Number seven, I want to go to Roquan Smith. Roquan Smith is a stud. I feel like he's just consistent. As long as that guy stays healthy, I have no problem. I have number six, Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack had a quiet season last year. He had a good season, you know, but it wasn't like a Hall of Fame season. Besides flipping the fucking dude from Tampa on his back, he didn't really do too much. Jalen Johnson, I think he's going to take a huge step this year as the number one cornerback. I think that's going to be studly for him. I think the number two, who the fuck's the fucking number two, man?
Probably going to be a battle between Trufant and Kendall Vildor.
Oh, okay. Vildor is good. He's a proven guy, not yet, but he's proven himself. He's busting his ass, especially if he tries to take his spot.
Within Bears practice and whatnot. And then they also drafted the corner out of Oregon. So I'm sure he'll be in the running. But that'll be a position battle to watch for sure as training camp approaches.
No, a sneaky one that I forgot. Like, dude, I don't know why I always forget about this guy, Cohen. Like, dude, he's a sneaky little bouncy boy. As long as he comes back from all this, I mean, first of all, shout out. You know, I feel bad for what happened to his brother in the off season, and you know that's got to affect him as well. But hopefully, he can overcome it. Hopefully, there's just a sneaky factor that he's the X factor for the Bears this year. And obviously he's not going to be the X factor because it all, in reality, depends on the number one guy who I talk about. We'll get to that. Do you have any thoughts on Cohen?
I definitely think he was missed last season.
Oh, yeah.
He definitely was nice to have in those situations and, you know, looking at a dump off. on a broken play, or he always seemed to be able to make something out of nothing. I think they will probably, in fact, actually, I don't know if Matt Nagy has said it, but you got to think that they probably take him off punt return since he's coming off this injury, right? So you think he is probably going to have a big role in the offense and no longer be on special teams.
Right, exactly. Number two, or no, I'm sorry, number three is Akeem Hicks. Akeem Hicks, I mean, he's I compare him to like the younger Bulls days in 2008. So Joakim Noah, you know, like just an energizer. He brings the fucking fire and he can back it up too. He's not like Anthony Miller who's just fucking talking but not walking. You know what I'm saying? Akeem Hicks has he walks the walk, he talks the talk, and he can back it up. But last season, like I said, without Eddie Goldman, kind of fucked him over, and people were doubling him like crazy. They were doubling Khalil Mack. So with Eddie Goldman being back, that's a huge factor, and it allows Akeem Hicks to just go off. Now, on the other side of the ball, number two, people are not talking about him as a huge X factor or a huge important role. It's going to be Jenkins, the guy that we just fucking drafted. Dude, he's playing the left tackle role. That's the most important. It's coming from a fat boy. It's the most important position in the league. You know what I'm saying? It's the most important position on the team in the whole game of football. You got to protect your quarterback. And if you're not protecting your quarterback, what are you going to do? So there's a lot of pressure for him that nobody's talking about. They're just expecting him to be great because he's the number two pick or the second round pick. But there's a lot of pressure for that guy, and hopefully he lives up to that potential. Because I haven't heard any like good news or bad news about him. But I haven't heard literally anything about him. Same thing with Justin Fields, who is my number one, obviously. Stud. Haven't even seen him throw a ball. Everybody's overhyping the fuck out of him. I'm not even going to talk shit about it, though, because so am I. I just can't wait to see that guy play. I don't know when he's going to play, but he will play. And I really hope that he's the guy. And I don't want to hear anybody tell me about Ohio State quarterbacks. I think that covers all the stuff for the Bears right now. Chris, what else is going on in the Bears? Justin Fields threw with Deshaun Watson and Jordan Love. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that. Two names I didn't hear on your Bears list, and I just want to make sure. David Montgomery and Eddie Jackson.
Good, yeah, good calls, dude. All right, so Eddie Jackson, I kind of just trust, and I know I shouldn't because I did that last year, and he was a no-show all of last year. It just was a no-show. I know this is going to sound like a meatball take, but I just feel like, dude, that kind of guy is a guy that's driven by the fans, and I feel like if you're playing in a season with no fans, that guy's not going to get hyped up. That guy doesn't get like, dude, he just feeds. His energy feeds off the crowd, and last year, dude, he just wasn't there. Like, he literally was not in the game. And they were just... I didn't see Eddie Jackson like I saw him in previous years. And I really hope to see him back. But yeah, he is. So I don't know where I would squeeze him in there. We got a lot to look forward to for the Bears this year. Like, a lot. It's going to be rocky. I don't know what we're going to see. And it's unpredictable. But me and you both know that... And all of Chicago knows that... We're not expecting a Super Bowl this year, right? Like, you know that. I know that.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that. If that's the case, why even watch, right?
Why even suit up?
You want your team to play and play hard and, you know, be in contention every game, every Sunday.
Well, yeah, exactly. But you know what's sad is, like, Lions fans are saying the same thing. Lions fans aren't winning the Super Bowl for the rest of our lifetimes, right? So it just sucks because I have these as a betting man, I have these fucking, like, it sucks being a huge fan of the Bears. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you want your fandom to take over, but you don't want to lose money kind of thing. This year, I'm kind of excited to bet on the Bears. Every single time I was, like, holding on tight to my pocket, to my wallet, every single time it was time to bet on the Bears. I'm just excited. I'm excited for them. I think they're going to be good. I don't think they're going to be Super Bowl contenders. What else we got to talk about Bears? I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Training
week
camp
one predictions.
opens.
Oh, yeah.
Training camp
Training camp.
opens in a couple of weeks.
How does it affect you when you play fantasy football, Chris, for the Bears? When you have to draft them, how does that affect you? Do you stay away from them? I know it depends on the season. Last year, like, let's take that for example. I didn't draft Allen Robinson because I didn't think Mitch Trubisky was going to have a great year.
Mm. It really depends on value of where you're finding the player. Like, I think I was able to draft David Montgomery.
You got him late.
At a pretty late round, and I thought it was worth the pick I found him in. And that was a dynasty league, so I thought moving forward it was going to be a pretty safe pick at least, you know, to where he can at least get some rushing yards, some rushing attempts, and maybe even a couple of catch attempts. So,
and that's for our dynasty league that we're in. That's the Mamba League with our friends. But we are doing another league, and that's going to be called the Mikey Betts League, Fantasy Football League. We are going to have Frank the Tank from Barstool Sports. We're going to have the Philly Godfather, probably going to have the college kids in there. Matt Maltepe's, shout out Matt. And we're going to have two special fans coming on as well. Whoever wants to join, we're going to make a game out of it. We've got to figure out what we got to do, Chris, but that'll come sooner than later. But yeah, so stay tuned for that. That'll be fun as fuck. Oh, what else do we got to talk about, Chris? Talked about fantasy basketball or fantasy football.
Since you said basketball, let's jump into the NBA playoffs.
Or the finals. Fuck.
NBA finals, exactly. Series tied 2-2 as this episode is released. Best of three now as it comes down to it, Mikey.
All right. Well, I mean, these games have been so predictable that they're so easy to bet on. It's, you know, the only bet that I fucked up was the Suns plus 4.5, which they were so close for the whole game. Then they collapsed the last two, three minutes. I think they had lost by 5.5, yes, or 5 yesterday. They become so predictable because, you know, whoever's home is going to win. Whoever's away is going to win. It's happened the last two times in the East. Eastern Conference Finals and in the finals last year, or not last year because not the COVID season, but it's just been so predictable. I know how it's going to play out. It's going to be the Suns are going to win the next two, right, and then it's over. It's not. And wait, do they go back? Does it go 1-1-1?
I always forget in the NBA.
They changed playoffs. It. They changed it every fucking year. You know, like why do they do that?
Who knows. Jeez. I guess we can always check it on the handy-dandy schedule.
Motherfucking Devin Booker dropped 42 yesterday, and guess who stole his show? Chris Middleton with a 30-piece. I think he had 32 points yesterday. Went off. The odds for Devin Booker to hit 40 points was plus 1240. So you put 10 bucks down on that guy, you won 140 bucks. What? You know what I'm saying? That I was thinking it too. I was like, why don't I just put money down on this? I was like, the guy fucking put 70 in a game one time, you know, and it wasn't even an important game. Let's see how this guy does after he has a shitty game. Because if you guys look back at the 70-point game, he had like a 14-point game the game before. So you know how this guy does when he has a bad night. What's scary is to bet on Booker after his big games because he never repeats. And that's
two things to tell you. So game 5 will be in Phoenix, game 6 in Milwaukee.
5 Phoenix, 6 Milwaukee. Okay.
Game 7 in back in Phoenix. And then also the Cubs have traded Jack Peterson.
Right now as we speak?
Yep.
What the fuck? Okay, I mean, I get, all right. Maybe they got him at high value. What are your thoughts here? This is a hot take. Come on.
I mean, there's nothing really to say. They got a nice prospect in return, so
okay. So they're built.
The sell-off commences.
Here we go. I guess the tides are turning. There's been a couple trades in the past days in Chicago. We can talk about the one real quick right after this one. What did they trade for him? What, do you know any prospect? Any names yet?
A pitching prospect by the name of Bryce Ball.
Bryce Ball. I'm going to give that guy a follow on
Actually,
Twitter really quick.
Not a pitching prospect, a first baseman, minor league first baseman.
Ouch. Shots fired at Rizzo. Right? I mean, what other.
I don't think that's the case. I think you just try to stockpile and.
What's his name again, Chris? I'm sorry.
Bryce Ball.
Okay, Bryce Ball. Added, my friend. Oh, nice. So he is, looks like the guy's a Christian, 31-6 in his Bible, or in his bio. Former Dallas Baptist Patriot, Atlanta Braves organization. So they traded him from the Braves?
Yeah, Peterson got traded to the Braves in return for Ball, who appears to be the number 12 prospect in the A's. I'm sorry, the Braves. Farm system.
Okay. Hey, who knows? Who knows where that could be? Who knows where that could be in 2-3 years, right?
Right, exactly.
So, but it just sucks, man. We have to rebuild again. It's not going to be a restructure. It's a rebuild.
In his first full season of pro ball, he had a slash line of 329, 395, 628 with 17 home runs. And this is a little intriguing.
Yeah, I mean, these numbers are making my shorts rise, my friend.
A 60 power
grade. Getting a little cubby chubby, you know?
60 power grade, 50 hit. Intriguing. 23 years old. Just turned 23. Huh? So, as we said, the fire silk starts off before the second half of the season even starts, but that's the first domino, so it'll be interesting to see, Mikey, what happens moving forward with some of the other Cub players.
Yeah, I mean, these are the dominoes are about to fucking fall. You look, he just got traded. I didn't think that he was going to get traded. I thought he was going to stay and be part of this rebuild, but he's been in the league for about 5 years now, right?
Yeah, and it was... It's understandable because he only signed the 1 year option. I think he might have had an option next year, but the Braves, especially after that Acuna injury news, in which
they
he's
going to
be out for the rest of the season, they need all the outfield help they can get. So they part ways with a top 15 prospect for Peterson. So
fuck it. I'll take it. You got to make up for these mistakes. Okay, what's. That's a good fucking trade. Hell yeah. So what's next for the Cubs? Do you think Baez is gone?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised. I also wouldn't be surprised if he's kept, you know.
Dude, the fucking Cubs suck, bro. Oh, gosh. I'm glad, you know, like, I'm glad that they're making moves now, but, like, it just sucks that we're back in this position.
Yeah, I mean, they held on to some guys, some players far too long.
Yeah.
And now they're going to get pennies on the dollar. But it is what it is. It was a nice run at the same time. You know, you have to look back and think what the past 5-6 seasons have been some of the...
Yeah, the best.
One of the best years in a Cubs... In the Cubs' existence.
In their lifetime, yeah.
You know, exactly. I was going to say in our lifetimes especially.
So, I mean, we got to live through a Cubs World Series and the fucking hot dog eating contest. How about that? Let's go back to the playoffs. I think, I already was talking about it for finals. I think that the Suns are going to win. I think they're going to annihilate the Bucks at the end of Game 7. What do you think?
You think it's going to go 7?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I think it's going to go to 7.
I don't know. I think the Suns... No, I think you're right. I think it does go 7.
Because this is my theory, is the Suns are a great team, and they had leads in both of these games, okay, when they were away. They got blown out at the end of the second half for Game 3. For Game 4... They were ahead the whole time, and they collapsed at the end. When they come home, they're going to have that home court advantage where they're not going to do that. Then they're going to go back on the road, and they're going to lose that again. They're going to crumble at the fourth again. They're not going to close out. And then Giannis is going to look like a hero game six. The game is going to go back in game seven. And then they're going to win a ring game seven. Fucking Chris Paul wins the finals MVP. But he's had a horseshit game three and four. A horseshit. I can't say horseshit because 19 points is not horseshit. But, dude, yesterday or 2 days ago, trash. Absolute garbage, bro. I don't know. I think he had 8 points. He was like two for 14 or something like that. Dude, terrible. You want to win the finals MVP and you're minus 260 to win the finals MVP and you're going to put up a performance like that? Come on, my guy. Like, don't do that. You know, you're messing with the lines. We did talk about Cubs. You want to hop onto the other side of the take a train ride down to the Sox side? Doing pretty good this year.
No, absolutely.
We didn't even talk about the All-Star game, probably because that blows. Are you guys, and I'm not a fan of the All-Star game. You're not a fan, right?
No, not really.
So, yeah, I'm not a fan of any All-Star game. Not the NBA, not football, not hockey, baseball, obviously not. Like, they don't do it for me. I know they don't try, and I know it's just like, it's watching a pickup game of really good basketball players. I know that's cool, but, like, I want a competitive-ass fucking basketball game. That's why Team USA is fun. Not. Did you see the fucking... Did you see that or no?
Yeah, those two upsets.
Dude. Minus 17.5 against Nigeria. 17.5. The odds were like plus 1,400 if you bet on Nigeria. Then the same thing with Australia. How do you lose to Australia? I mean, you have NBA guys on there, but dude, you need a... Jeez. This USA team has got a lot going. And now they're trying to change the rules to make it better for the NBA. Dude, nobody was crying in the 90s or 2000 or 2010 through 20. 2020, we fucking suck at USA basketball. But we did just blow out Argentina. Did you see that one?
I did. But you also have to think that it's also everyone else getting a little bit better at basketball, too. Like you said.
Oh, these globally. Guys, I always say it.
These guys have pros on their rosters. This is the first time that the Team USA is playing together, really. And I think they're getting back, or they're getting Booker. Who's joining the team after the finals?
Just Booker.
I think it's Booker, Drew Holiday.
Oh, Drew Holiday, right. Yeah, and Giannis is not. He's joining Greece.
And Chris Middleton?
No. Chris Middleton's part of Team USA?
I want to say so.
Yikes.
But...
I mean, I like him. He's a bucket. He's a walking bucket. He's
pretty good.
I'm a fan of him. He reminds me of Lou Alding, but like a Lou Alding plus. Like a better one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's stupid that I just compared that, but I want to transition to Bulls talk. I do want to transition to Bulls talk. I do. You know why? Because fucking Lowry, and I want to give you this trade or this free agency thing. You know what might be crazy if Lowry goes to the Heat and plays, because there's been a lot of talk back and forth between his agent and the Heat that he wants to go there, or rumors, not his agent. I think that's tampering period right now. How fucking full circle, go fuck yourself, Gar Foreman and Paxson, would it be if the guys they traded each other for end up on the same roster and like just end up, you know, just keep producing in the playoffs?
It would be, dude.
I was just thinking that. I was like, bro, you fucking traded this guy. Then all they need is to put Zach LaVine to the Heat and they'd be, you know, what if they. Oh, gosh. They're so fucking dumb, bro. Because they literally traded Lowry for Jimmy. I mean, and we got Zach LaVine and Chris Dunn. Remember Chris Dunn?
Oh, yeah.
Thought he was going to be a stud. I really did.
I remember.
Speaking of Bulls, Vinny Del Negro. Shout out Vinny Del Negro. Just won the AACC for the celebrity golf outing.
The amateur, I forget, or is it the adult, like the seniors league or whatever?
I don't even fucking know. I know Steph Curry was in it.
Some golf tournament, celebrity, some sort of celebrity tournament.
For the finals, though, we do see a little Bulls matchup too. We see fucking Porter Payne. Porter Payne. Porter's been or Porter Payne. Portis Payne. Portis has been a. He's been an okay player for this series. Last series, he was a stud. He was putting up 16, 22, 14. I mean, he's putting up like 7, 5, 7, 7, I think. Not putting up big numbers, but he's in a finals game. So he's like a big fuck you to the Bulls. But didn't you say you were reading a story where he wishes he resigned, right?
Yeah, it was an Athletic article where he was talking about exactly that, how he wished he had signed that extension when the Bulls offered it to him. In hindsight, he definitely isn't where he is now, though, so.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. Yeah, that's true. Fucking A. What else was I going to say? Oh, and then fucking campaign. He's going to win a finals championship. He's going to win a championship, well, in my thoughts.
It's either going to be him or Portis. Regardless,
I would be. I hate to say this. I can't root for the Bucks, but I would be happy for Brook Lopez because, you know, he was that heart of that Nets team for the longest time, and then they traded him, and now look who's going to win a finals. You know right. what I'm saying? Because they were supposed to. I mean, the Nets were the favorites to win the finals, no shot or no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they just collapsed. They couldn't stay healthy. The chemistry wasn't there. Bro, shout out to, I was thinking maybe Kawhi Leonard could come to the Bulls now because remember when he said like last year, he's like, yeah, we just messed up. Like, our chemistry was bad. Next year we'll be good. They weren't good.
Right.
And I heard there was rumors and interest that he might come to Chicago. So my meatball in me says, yeah, he's coming to Chicago.
Right. You always want to believe it, but.
But it's not going to happen. I mean, he'll probably go somewhere else. Let's say, I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do. He's been pretty quiet, but there was interest I heard around. I forgot what source I heard it on Bleacher Report, so I don't know how like correct it would be. CP3, though, is going to be a free agent next year. We doing it?
I don't think they'd be able to afford him.
$40 million, right? But dude, I would trade or I would sign and trade. I would fucking haul the house for that guy because look what he does to teams. He like any no question you're in the finals. No question. Like yeah, and everybody questions his age every year. But dude, the guy's a smart player. Like that, a brain like that. His brain and his body. Like as long as he stays healthy. Like dude, he's a smart basketball player. He's like Rondo, dude. Like they're just fucking like sneaky and just like they. They get under your skin and fucking Chris Paul always flops or he finds like these dirty fouls and everybody hates it, but hey, he gets away with it. And you know who else is like developing into that is Trae Young, dude. He's got that smart, sneaky fucking foul here, hit there, move here.
Yeah, but I think they've already made it clear that they're gonna look to adjust the rules to avoid that situation.
I thought the situation was them shooting. I thought that was them shooting, like that weird shooting thing where they kick out like what's his face? Like James Harden. If that's the case, dude, fucking Chris Paul better retire if he wins. You know what I'm saying? He better retire right off into the sunset, and then the arguments can just be like, well, you know, if he played in today's league, he would never get away with that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was more so because of Trae Young. I feel like, right? But
you think so? Because he was like leaning into because he was leaning into the shots.
Right, and he was doing it so often where he would just stop and then just jump into pretty much just into the defender.
He made the rule that they fuck like dude, what okay, so is he going to fucking suck next year, Trae Young?
I mean, I don't think so. I think he still has enough talent to not let that. I think it was just something that he exploited. The rule has changed, and now he has to kind of find a way to get or find another way to score a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I think exactly. I think the point guard the Bulls have a more realistic chance to go after is Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, realistically, I think that they're going to get him. He's been having interest every single time he plays us. He goes off because he wants to show off, improve what he's got. But that's my problem with him, is he knows that he can produce, but he picks and chooses when to play. You know what I'm saying? So he doesn't – I want a guy who goes hard every single night. I think DeJounte Murray could go hard every single night and puts out every single night. I feel like Lonzo is a good basketball player. He's a great basketball player. But he only plays when like eyes are on him, or it's important, or I don't know. Like, I bet you, if you look at his national television rankings versus and obviously that's where it matters the most, right? That is where it matters the most. And I know you said it was most realistic, but there's interest that LeBron wants him back in LA, so you know that's probably going to happen, because LeBron gets whatever he needs. You know,
that is true, but I think Lonzo going to the Bulls, like you said, just a bigger stage in general, going from the Pelicans to Chicago. Yeah. I think that in general would be bigger, but the Bulls offseason kind of has already started, because they made the news official by signing the second round draft pick from last year.
Yes, yeah.
Marco Simonovic?
Yeah, that's probably right. Like Simonovic, yeah, something like that.
And he's a pretty similar player to Lauri Markkanen, who you mentioned earlier in the show. You gotta think that pretty much that move correlates with them definitely not re-signing Markkanen and letting him walk in free agency, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And if you look at his field goal percentage, the guy could shoot free throws, so... I know we ranked
free 30. Throws and threes.
Yeah, we ranked 30th last year at the free throw line, so that could definitely help us and help that boost up. And that could also help the over. You could also bet the over more. If this guy pans out, these second round draft picks lately have been panning out. Who knows? You know, look at Nikola. Wasn't he a second round draft pick? I know that's fucking shooting for the stars, because that's the MVP, but. Globally, we're getting these sneaky second-round picks, not us as in the Bulls, but these teams in these leagues that, hey, they fit. Look at Bam. What number did Bam go? Was he a first-round draft pick?
I think he was in the first.
Oh, shit. Never mind then. Well, yeah, he's a stud globally.
Just goes to show, like how we were saying, that basketball in general is getting a little bit bigger all around.
Oh, it always does. Every single year it's growing. Doesn't matter what the ratings say. Everybody says, oh, look at the ratings, but the ratings say it doesn't fucking matter what the ratings say, because everybody's watching it. It doesn't matter where you're gonna go get it from, your streaming devices here or there, you're at a bar watching it. So I hate when people say that, because it's just like, dude, yeah, I guess, right? Yeah. But whatever. Basketball is always becoming popular. What were your thoughts on what were you saying?
That it just goes to show that the second round picks you were talking about are turning out to be good players because of the increased and improved talent from all around the world.
Bro, you know what this fucking, like, this whole segment, like, not the segment, but this whole fucking, like, episode made me realize is just how Philly G was right, dude. We really are in a dead zone right now. There's so much to talk about, even in the off season. But, like, dude, I just can't wait to recap shit. I can't wait to look at sports, watch sports, because I'm looking at the list and I was like, dude, what else is there to talk about? We got our beer versus Bud segment, and then fucking Duncan Keith. The trade, you know?
Yeah, it's there's a lot going on, but it's more news than actual sports going on.
It feels so weird. Just like, obviously that's what we do. We give out hot takes and report and give our opinion, but like, I like to recap shit. I like to look at like the stuff, and yeah, I'm just spitballing here.
The trade deadline for baseball is coming up in 2 weeks.
So yes, sir.
About that, and the Jack Peterson trade already taken place, so
I can't believe that shit just happened.
Moving forward, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think that's just the first of many trades that's going to take place for the Cubs. I think the Sox also probably look to make a trade or two, but with the additions of Eloy and Robert coming back, it'll be interesting to see what exactly moves they look to make.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Training camp coming up for the NFL. Mm-hmm. Does Aaron Rodgers report to training camp?
Dude, I don't think he's going to fucking... I think he's said he's going to take these next 2.5 weeks to think about it. What are you thinking about, bro? Like, imagine me, like doing that for work. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'll let you know. You know?
All right, I'll like, get dude, back to you.
Give me 15. Like, bro, what do you mean?
I want to go... I want to go host Jeopardy and play some golf.
Dude, he's just a fucking hippie, bro. I'll always say it. Like, dude, Aaron Rodgers is a hippie. If he did not work in the NFL, or if he wasn't a quarterback in the NFL, he'd be a beach bum. And when you would ask him how his day was, he would literally tell you how his day was. You know what I'm saying?
He'd right. Like,
well, you know,
hey, went to the breakfast spot, right? Hey, chief.
Nah, you know he would definitely say, "Hey, chief," every single dude he passes.
Right? No, I mean,
hey, chief, money.
And just not a care in the world where he doesn't even communicate with his family.
Oh yeah, fuck that. Just, yeah.
So you don't think he does report? I don't think so either.
I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, I do care because I'm a Bears fan, and I'd rather have – right now, let's talk really quick bets because there's not a lot going on this week, so we can talk futures. Fuck, dude.
Before you get into your futures, where are you placing your bets, Mikey?
Well, this is where you guys are going to place your bets. You guys are going to place this at the Sugar House Casino, or you're going to place this at Bet Rivers, Illinois. You're going to use the promo code MikeyBets, and on your first deposit, you'll get a $250 match bonus on your first deposit. So go ahead and use that. That's the promo code MikeyBets. So plus 200 right now for the Bears to, or no, I'm sorry, plus 300 for the Bears to win the NFC North. Why not? If Aaron Rodgers is not playing, who's stopping the Bears in the NFC North? The fucking Vikings? The Vikings, dude?
The Bears.
Yeah, the Bears are their worst enemies, right? Matt Nagy is his own worst enemy. He overthinks plays on that fucking IHOP menu. Right. Short stack.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Fucking moron, dude. Always hiding behind that thing. I hate him. I hate him, bro. I hate Nagy. I mean, I liked him the first year. I was like, oh, cool. This guy's like, he's a... Hey, Club Dub, yeah, like, let's do a little dance. And now I just realize he's a fucking control freak. It's probably like, he's got that shit, like, the players listening to that shit, and it's like a dog and whistle. What was that psychiatrist thing that they did, the study with the dog and the whistle? Every time you win, that's probably what he thought. He's a kindergarten teacher. Like, dude, who did the... I mean, obviously he was a Chiefs coach, but... Forgot that part, so I was about to go off like, who the fuck did the research on this guy? totally not acknowledging the fact that he was the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs.
That is very true, but he was selling real estate before that.
Where was he selling real estate at?
I have no idea.
You think Kayla could maybe become the Bears head coach? Like, she sold real estate. Maybe she can take her ways and like, you know, maybe she knows stuff about football that I don't even know.
Yeah, and then her past as a arena football league quarterback probably helps her too.
You're a fucking idiot. Totally forgot. I didn't forget that he did that, but that's just not important, you know?
I mean...
It is important, Chris. Don't get like... Well, technical, but yeah, like, realistically, you're an arena football player. You see how he always, like, and that was my biggest pet peeve was, like, he would always throw dimes in practice for the Bears. And then, like, Trubisky would try the same thing and, like, fuck up. And this guy's already a mental midget, you know, Mitch Trubisky. And you got your fucking coach outdoing you in practice. Like, this guy probably... goes home with his tail between his legs.
Yeah.
Hey, honey. Fucking man, Nagy's dude. He just reminds me of such a douchebag. I don't know. I like the guy,
Coach
but.
threw the football farther than me again.
Oh no, that's okay, honey. You're great. I don't know.
Hey, that's on Mitch.
Yeah, that's on him, bro. You gotta be better than that. I'm just so excited for Justin Fields, dude. It's so nice to have a new breath of fresh air. A nice breath of fresh air. Holy shit. Try saying that three times.
On that note,
On that note, oh, we gotta talk about that Duncan Keith trade. Did you like it?
I mean, I understand it.
Yeah, it's.
It also puts them in a friendlier salary cap situation where they have some money for some free agents, which they haven't had in the longest time. They also have Jonathan Taves coming back and sounding like he's going to be healthy. So there's some excitement, I guess, that comes along with it. But I think there's also some disappointment because that was the longest tenured Blackhawk. I think Duncan Keith was drafted in like 2006, if I'm not mistaken, and has had a hell of a career. Won three Stanley Cups, a Norris Trophy, I think a gold medal. I know, in fact, for a gold medal, if not two. So a hell of a career, but now he's going to be able to be closer to family and whatnot. And like I said, it also gives the Blackhawks a situation to spend some money. The disappointing thing is that it's been, besides that move, it's been, well, they didn't even really talk about the move because of the ongoing investigation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we don't that fucking investigation. There's no moving forward on that, is there?
No, nothing. And after such a, I mean, monumental trade, just because you traded, like I said, the longest tenured guy on your
Nobody's
roster,
talking about it.
and it, the general manager is unheard from, just like everyone else in the franchise. So it's not surprising. It's just disappointing.
Yeah, it is. Yep, that's your Blackhawks recap. Not really too
But,
much going on the
right.
Mikey Betts show for the Blackhawks. So if you're looking for the Blackhawks, not this place right now. I do want to go over my beer segment because I tried a great beer this week and it was amazing.
Tell me about it.
I do want to tell you about it. It was a Short Fuse Brewery. It's over in Schiller Park right over here. Dude, I'm not an IPA guy. Did you know how they make the I used this one before. Do you know how they make the water so hoppy?
Just move on, man.
Come on. Actually, let me recut that. Do you know how they make the beer so hoppy?
The hell, Mikey?
They put frogs in the
Golly.
water. You're a fucking asshole. All right. We also have a fucking movie review, my friend. We
Yep,
have
movie
next.
reviews are coming up next week.
Yes, so the fans have decided. We put out a poll on Twitter and we let the fans decide between Alpha Dog, Pulp Fiction, Hateful Eight, and what was that last one, Chris?
The judge.
And The Judge, which is a good one with Robert Downey Jr. But the fans have chosen Pulp Fiction. So the other three will be moved to next week's slot and we'll add a new one next week. You guys will be able to vote again. But we're going to be reviewing Pulp Fiction. Chris has never seen Pulp Fiction, which is fucking crazy. This guy
Well,
hasn't seen a lot of things. That's okay.
that's the whole idea with the movie reviews is that we each are going to choose two that the other hasn't seen.
Exactly.
We're going to compile a list and then use those as the votes,
I'm gonna go
the
watch. Yep.
sections to vote for, and then we'll go from there. So moving on to week two, our homework is going to be watching Pulp Fiction.
All right, we're going to have great guests on the show this season as well. We had great guests last year, right? We had Rod Blagojevich, governor, former governor, which was so fun. We had Lascarola Armando. We had Frank the Tank, who we actually made great friends with, and we got to talk about that at the end of the show, which is going to be fun. Yeah, we had a lot of guys. We had Sylvie. We had, so yeah, it was just great, and we appreciate them, Jim McMahon. But this season, we're having Frank the Tank back, obviously. Philly Godfather's coming back. We're going to have the college kids, Matt Maltepes. We're going to have a lot of people. We're going to have the Chicago Cut guys, and this is what I want to announce right now. We're going to have the David from the Chicago Cut. It's actually pretty funny. Frank the Tank from Barstool reached out to me. He messaged me. He's like, hey, I'm coming to Chicago at the end of the month. Do you want to meet up? We're going to go to the National Card Convention. So I was like, yeah, let's make a big thing out of it. So we're going to be going to the National Card Convention with Frank the Tank, if you guys want to catch us there, the 31st and the 1st. I don't know if you're going to make whatever date, but whatever date you're going to be there. I'll be there both days. And what else are we going to be doing? Oh, and then we're going to be going. Chris doesn't even know about this. It's a surprise to him. I'm going to tell him right now because I just got the text. David from Chicago Cut has invited us out to Chicago Cut with Frank the Tank to go see, just to go have a little talk with Frank. We can have our little podcast there, so that'll be fun. Shout out David, thank you again. That's gonna be a fun time, and it's just gonna be more fun like that. That'll be coming to video, so when we have video, we will be doing that, and it'll be fun. So sorry Chris, I had to surprise you on that one, do a little dump for that. Have you ever had Chicago Cut?
Nope.
Oh bro, it's fantastic. The number one Chicago steakhouse. The number one steakhouse, I think, maybe besides Texas, but don't tell David that. Yeah, they're really good food, so that was nice of them. Shout out David from Chicago Cut. So yeah, that's going to be season two. Oh yeah, we're also going to have Aldo. I want to have Aldo on. Shout out Aldo.
So as Mikey Betts explained, we have plenty in store for season two. As we wrap up episode one here, we are part of the Bar Room Network. Happy to be here for our first episode as we start to wrap it up. Mikey, where can the listeners follow you at?
You guys can all follow me at Real Mikey Betts on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. You can also follow Chris at
Chris_MB Show.
Yes, sir. Chris_MB Show. Dude, fucking guy's been retweeting the funniest shit. I love the guy. Retweet all the time is Gas Money Bob.
Oh, God damn. My retweets are funnier than my tweets, I'll have to admit. But
No. You know what? I was thinking of this. You should just tweet out your high thoughts. You know?
I mean, that pretty much is everyone.
Yeah, true. All right, that probably wraps it up for this week on the Mikey Betts Show. Pretty slow fucking week. But next week we're going to have some fun. We're going to have Rob Parks on. He's a reporter for the Miami Heat on the NBA. He's a really cool guy. We're going to have him on, and should be exciting. So with that being said, I will talk to you guys next week. Chris, talk to you next week, brother. Seaweed. Yeah. Seaweed. All right, dude. I'll see you, and we will do this next week. See you, brother.
Peace.